pliancy of mind, purity of heart, devotion, and humility. Pliancy of mind, purity of heart, devotion, and humility. Pliancy of mind, yes, the mind must be pliant, because I've been reliant on the comforts within these confines. The time's arrived to stretch and bend beyond and mind the soul, so molten flows of thoughts as loops of beats will speak new truths, until the pump of the drum becomes the rhythm of the heart, becomes the dance that starts the chant, becomes the mantra that we chose, becomes the pose, the meditative I am, the contemplative I am, reforming in a body formed, informing in a soul still teething, a gathered mess of hopelessness prepares to flex now, limitless purity of heart. Yes, the heart must be pure, because I've been cured of the darkness in the arteries. This elixir, this particular purification trick, is the passion in the stillness, in the banishing, the illness, in the witness, in the glory, in the wonder of the story of the faith, in the arrow and the piercing of the skin, to the new found fresh flesh, pulsing pink in godliness, devotion. Yes, a man must be devoted and true, and I will be everything forever for you. You were right about the air outside, it snowed last night. I'm sorry I didn't realize how you felt the cold so keenly in your bones. I know it all now, because I have seen the panic in your eyes, and I've existed in the distance I've created, but I've made it so that from now on, and long into the darkness, I'm the spark that lights the candle on the hallway home. I'm the dog that guards and barks you so that nobody can harm you. I'm the break when the world outside's just too much to take. Humility, a man must be humble too. I've fumbled through the years, gazing at my own reflection on the purpose, on the surface without introspection, purposeless and faking it and taking it and taking it till nothing's left. There's nothing left. I'm turning myself around so I can face myself again, returning all that I've been given till I feel like I'm deserving, yearning for the light that lights the life inside. I am learning to be humble again.
Alright.
In Cork. I was out in Manchester.
It's hard going. I'm still a bit chucky, to be honest.
Three games.
Yeah, we'll see you again in a couple of weeks, I suppose. But first, a word about truth. The rooms and ruins, the filters burned out, the yellow road is beaten down, we can't believe what Technicolor told us. The purple curtain answers when it deems fit, pay no attention to the mask, steal the truth. The rose encased in thorns, the landing from the fall, oh boy, oh brother, why do you not fear the world like I do? Why does that fairy tale, the same one that they told you, make me feel like I've been lied to about truth, about answers, consequences, all these paths without repentance mean that broken hearts are everywhere. Victims' voices haunt the bedroom, stalk the halls and paint the walls, and reading letters and drunken texts start from there. Is this akin to killing? Answers found where she is crying, only born and dying already. In truth I find hope, but I am blind in hope. Nevertheless, I hope that we will see each other soon, and we will speak free of when we were speechless. Ankle deep in a statue's tears, tied to a lifelong lie, believing all the time in miracles. I'm going to say two that are, I suppose, you know, love poems. Dedicating to Aisling, who's up in Dublin, who's normally, I think that this might be the first performance I've ever done that she hasn't been at, so. There's one called For This Feeling, and then this is it. I suppose there. One was written at the very, very start, the one we were going out, so I thought it kind of starry-eyed and just a bit, you know. And the second one is more kind of, which she sees as being a lot less romantic, but I was kind of going, like, you know, this is when you kind of realise that, you know, like, where you start thinking a little bit more seriously about things, and you start to realise in your own head that there's a bit more depth to the knowledge. So, that for this feeling, and this is it. For this feeling, for the length and breadth of it, the scope of it, for the mockery we make of nature's wonders, when our fingertips touch, I get higher than mountains, and the force that draws us closer still is stronger than the tides. I love you, deeper than valleys. For this feeling, for the loss of voice,
For the erosion of eloquence into stammering hesitancy, I comb the world's words for terms for you like sweet acting. Groma, Cree, and Locha, Cure, and Cherry, but in no definition is there just as tight to this, because I love you beyond language. For this feeling. For the lack of power in my once work strong arms, I am a weakling in your absence. I step outside the compass star so that I am not without company to console me, but truly, there are none so bright as you to soothe me as you do me. For this feeling, I blame you, and I claim you, to be the only one for me, and me to be the only one for you. This is it, just you and me, and we are going to be about as happy as we can be, whining all the days away, smiling from the very centre of our insides out. Projecting warm feelings on the floors, walls and ceilings, so the rooms awash with me and you, and the air bears the soft sounds of this bliss. This is our song. It's one that they'll study when we're long gone. It's one that can only be sung by twin souls, a tale that can only be told to the rhythm of two heartbeats and ends in the crescendo of eternity's deepest kiss. This is it, we're cooking up a future here while spending present moments like there are last ever few. I will climb into your mind so I am all that you recall, so we can spend the moments in our past together too. This is home now, you and me, we're grown now, you and me, but let's not put the childish things away just yet. Let's save a few of the games we used to play, cause maybe someday there may be a child around this nest to play, or two, or three, and you, and we are gonna be about as happy as we can be. We're gonna tell each other that we love each other, that we're still breathing just because of each other. That we're never leaving, whatever the weather, whether it be sun-scented summer seasons, good vibes or freezing fucking winters, hard times, we're gonna laugh. But you know, we're gonna cry too, and every once in a while, I'm gonna lose you, but I'll find you, and you can always find me beside you.
All right. Knocking around for a while, but I got this Beckett's poetry collection, like it's a big fat thing, and I was reading it. I don't know, everyone kind of maybe has that someone or someone that they kind of admire so much that you're kind of inspired to write by them, but at the same time you're kind of, you know, just nothing you do kind of is good enough because you're reading this person as well, like, and that is kind of Beckett to me. So it kind of makes me hang my head in shame sometimes. So this was this poem was written as an attempt at kind of Beckettian prose, and it's just it's not at all.
No shame.
But anyway, that's where it was coming from, I suppose. It's called All I Can.
I was born by the sea, and the waves informed me that the harvest would be mine in time to claim my name. But the harvest never came, though I have cultivated and waited to see if I may reap what I have sown, alone without associates, accomplices, or God. I have done all I can. Been kind to brother and sister, honored father and mother, as per scripture's instructions, I have performed all functions, whether fervor, though I'm burdened with a 24-hour headache that'd fucking eat ya. I have reached the point where I no longer see the value in the virtues I have worked so hard to preserve. This humility instilled in me has crippled me from the waist down and the neck up, so that all that I can feel now is this, not inside my guts, this modesty has brought me no reward, no associates, no accomplices, and no God. I have done all I can. And all that has been asked of me, been careful to accumulate that which is necessary no more. One coat for four seasons, one blank expression that remains expression is true pain I have lost, and never mourned and resisted all temptation. I have lived life unadorned that existed without decoration. No gilded gates, no coloured paints, no throws, no robes, no friends, no foes, no heroes, no associates, no accomplices, and no God. I have done all I can, now I do all I can to forget what I have done.
all that I have undertaken. I am reprogrammed, forsaken, no longer I am taken. My headaches to the gates and screaming for entry, cause I never found a heaven round the way that they sent me. Show me wrong, show me the short road home, and I will kill for the satisfaction I crave, and I will be saved in the name of the harvest that never came, in the name of tears unshed and a life led in vain on empty promises, in search of associates, of accomplices, and God.
I have books.
They're about half press, and they're a fiver each. If anybody wants one, just come and see me, and I'd be glad to give you one. And the collection's called, it's a little pamphlet thing, but the collection's called No Poetry, and this is the title track, I suppose, by No Poetry.
You skipped your way down Spanish Point, with ribbons off of every joint. Shoulders yellow, elbows white, to show to see you came in peace, but orange streaming from your hips and purple screaming from your knees. Your wrists and ankles decked in green, your skin a funny faded peach. A smile supplanted from a dream and feet of sand washed on the beach, and that's poetry. But it's just poetry, the truth lies in between two mountains in a valley. The dreams I stole, I saw them, and I cut them up till I performed a starring role, so you would always carry a light for me. Kept travelling, tramping as you lay still inside your mindset, till I saw a fire on your mindscape, and I went running as the mountains fell when I was meant to tell you to keep dreaming. The flames gained a fury as a fiddle played, the valley sank as I drank, the lake evaporated to a tear. The ribbons written as the sky cleared, no poetry here, my love. You're like a rose, all right, but white, drained of all blush, touched and bleached, and that's poetry. But it's just poetry with you and me, no real words are heard, no answers anyway. You say, aren't you lonely? And I say, yeah, but isn't everybody? Everybody's waiting for the rain. Today's just like yesterday, no change, a thousand parts of things past and one future. This way, stay this way, no change, no words. My mouth and hers, a tender gaze, a poignant pause, a sober smiling moment, understanding and obliging as ever, except this time I'm going, writing goodbye messages in permanent marker on your arms while you sleep. I was always happy here. There's no sleep. Just me. Between A and B, coffee mixing with the whiskey that's alive inside still. Cheek warm from the lick of your flame tongue, the night once young is done. Eyes for road, nose drawing, portholes in the glass, scrambling past the mat for air, dressed in a coat of I don't care, armed with disregard and a hard West Clare stare. No poetry there, my love. You're like a rose, all right, but white. Drained of all blush, touched and bleached, and that's poetry. But it's just poetry, and I will be the poet no more. No more hollow rhymes, no more literary lies, no more professing my devotion in expressions of emotion imagined as you danced across the ocean's edges, no more pledges of this is forever, no more reveries and false dawns, cause I face west, and I can only see the sunset, my love. You're like a rose, all right, but white, drained of all blush, touched, crushed, bleached in reaching for a chance to see that fantasy when all we ever really had was poetry.
I don't know how long it is, but I'm going to do one more. It's about half a pint, not that. But I'm drinking fast tonight. So thank you very much. Thank you, Paul, for asking me down as well. And the standard tonight was excellent, I thought. Congratulations, especially to Julie.
Freedom rained, but the rain kept falling after freedom. Those who came swayed between the drops and popped local souls, little walkways and spilled into the drains, the flag stayed raised. The shade remained, the shadow long, skinny and pale, released wrist shattered into pieces when we broke the chains, the rain kept falling after freedom. Holy men drank holy wine and pined for days when scribes penned acolytes for saints who'd spent their lives, their faith in vain. Anticipating recreation, offerings were made at every station of the cross, rebranded for a changing game, the rain kept falling after freedom. Love stayed for 2 days and left. Bereft of feeling, we made shapes to the tune played by the new wave of pipers who led us to the river where they showed us how to drown. Crowned by consensus, one route to repentance, one king among those who speak the new tongue, while the pity chords pitched up beneath the bus stops, the learned said away upstairs, their words became a whispering campaign, the rain kept falling after freedom. Choices made came roosting on the rooftops, the clock stopped, but time tick-tocked on regardless, and the harvest wilted in the breeze, and the previously harmless formed an army, then they marched against the hardship, but the hardship never ceased, and the rain kept falling. And the water in the well turned red as wormwood fell, turning rain into hail, and the shakes into quakes, and the hunger into famine, and the sickness into plague. And the rain kept falling, and the gates came calling, and they opened up themselves to speak. They swallowed up the meek who thought the earth was theirs to claim. The rain kept falling after freedom. Pigs revolted. Horses bolted from the stalls, the walls intact till now cracked and smiled, while the rank and file made murmurs amid rumours on the grapevine about sunshine from the top down. They dropped down to their knees, these purpose-made workmen prayed and died there by the bricks they had laid, divided into two groups they lay, right and left, chosen and damned, on the right their hands branded with the mark, ink lines narrow and wide, taught once inside they could trade, be bought and sold, on the left, the redneck bodies of the oppressed, bruised by the palm of the lamb himself, six seals broken on a million backs, one left unopened as we track back through the valleys of the shadows. I fear every man I meet, and I fear that the land we seek is here and now. Freedom reigns, but the rain keeps falling. After freedom came the rain, after the rain came this feeling, came this ill feeling, came this chill feeling, came this I know this place meant something some time ago, this end to end, God forbid that we escape these. Withered walls were built for you, by lullabies, by teasing eyes, by tempted eyes, by longing for to see the things we dream. These withered walls were built for you, this graveyard, living on the wrong side of a gateway to the sea. Every little bit of you and me is real, erasable. The body labeled trained, stretched and strained. We take in headaches, but we curl up with foul words, ears pricked, eyes twitching, stop reaching, feet itching. This place meant something. This dream is ours, this music's yours too, yours for you to move to. You said that she seemed fine, but how fine did she seem when she screamed, this city is killing me. Have you lost your mind again? Then welcome to the bite. While you slept, I dreamed. This dream is ours. Hold on, hold on. Put your hands up, but not for too long. It's a song to kick your heels to, a tribute to a vacuum played by the saddest season's harp strings. My heart sings. My heart sings in one part harmonies from whispered lament to rebellious howl. My heart sings as if finding voice for the first time, as if caged, discovering the acoustics of its confines. My heart sings at the very notion of you. Ocean's blue, disrupted by the little bit of green I found, and what did you do? Skimmed it to the edge of the world where no one else would ever find it. I have fallen deeper still where I can only use my sleeping senses. Rage, rage, roll your shoulders, drop your head to the time for a deep breath and wait for the church bells tuned. Follow the pathways laid out by the moon. Mirror the sketches that shiver in June. Know your hands and make the leaves dance.